I am very excited to know that Kairos is going to be taught here in November.
我非常的兴奋，我们啊把握时机训练，在十一月份要在我们教会来举行。
If you possibly can be a part of it, God will bless you richly.
如果你是真的是有机会来参加的话，上帝会祝在这个训练当中满满的祝福你。
Colleen and I wanted to be facilitators for this Kairos.
我跟我的太太想是在这个聚会当中是那个帮助者当老师。
But our Mandarin is just a little rusty.
但是我的中文有一点点不好。
The last time it was in English and some of you wanted to come, this is your opportunity. And God will enrich your life.
上一次是在英文，用英文举办，所以有些人没办法参加。那这次是英文，中文的方式，上帝会来用这个训练来丰盛你的生命。
Is anybody here planning on maybe setting those dates aside?
我们当中是不是有人开始要把这几天、这四天能够把它空下来参加呢？
I'm not asking you to sign. I'm asking, is it possible? I'd like to see some hands.
我没有要求你们现在马上，我只想说有这个可能性的可以举手。
Others,
还有没有能够举手的
？It's going to make a difference in your life.
这个训练会让你的生命不一样。
Now, this morning, we are going to continue the series of four messages on the topic of love.
今晨我们要继续我们有四个讲道关于爱的讲道。
You will remember the first Sunday in September, I talked to you about love being a word that is used too much.
我们上次在九月的第一个主日上，我提到了爱这个字常常被我们会是太滥用了。
And many people have no idea what the Bible means when it says God is love.
那很多人呢，他不对于圣经里头讲到说上神是爱，不是很了解。
So last month we began by looking at the fact that Jesus.Joins love with the word obedience or obey.
所以上次我们提到耶稣把爱跟顺服顺从是等同在一起的。
We looked at four verses of scripture.
我们在经文中看到四个不同的地方。
If you love me, you will do what I command.
你们如果爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Read that out loud with me.
If you love me, you will do what I command.
来，中文我们一起读。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Then the second verse.
然后第二个经文。
John 14:21. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me.
来，中文一起读。有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
Oh, we didn't read it out loud in English, did we? Come on, together.
来，英文一起再读。
Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. Then John 14:23, together, Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me." He will obey my teaching.
来，约翰福音14:23，我们一起来。耶稣回答说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。”
And then finally, in the 15th chapter, together, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I remain in my Father's.And remain in His love.
来，约翰福音15:10，我们一起来。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
So you see, here the definition of love doesn't have to do with emotions or feelings.
所以我们这边看到了、这个爱的定义里头并没有我们的那些情绪那些情感
It has to do with loving Jesus and being obedient to what he commands
所以这个爱的定义实在是我们要爱耶稣然后对于耶稣给我们的命令我们愿意遵守
Now we want to come to the message of the morning and look at John 13Turn to John 13.
那我们经常来看到我们今天的经文，在约翰福音第十三章，我们翻到圣经里头第十三章。
And I'm going to read a few verses from 31 to 35.
我会从三十节节读到三十五节。
When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him."If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once. Here, of course, Jesus is talking about himself as God. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now,Where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give you. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples because you have love.For one another.
且三十一到三十五节这样说，他既出去，耶稣就说：“如今人子得了荣耀，神在人子身上也得了荣耀。神要因自己荣耀人子，并且要快快的荣耀他。”这边耶稣当然在表明他就是神。小子们，我还有不多的时候与你们同在。后来你们要找我，但我所去的地方你们不能到。这话我曾对犹太人说过，如今也照样对你们说。我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Bow with me for just a word of prayer, please.
来，我们一同低头祷告。
Holy Spirit of God.Minister to us the truth of your word this day.
圣灵的神啊，请你今天真的来教导我们你话语里头的真理。
For this truth must be revealed from heaven to be understood.
因为这样的真理必须真的从天上来向我们彰显，我们才能够了解。
And so we invite you in our midst to speak and teach.And convict.
所以我们来邀请你来圣灵来我们当中来教导我们，真是来让我们在你的话语当中能够来认罪。
We pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
我们靠主耶稣基督我们主的名求。Amen.
So we looked at love being treated by Jesus as obedience.
所以我们看到耶稣对爱的定义是在于遵守服从顺从。
Now in John 13:34, he gets very specific.
在约翰福音这边十三章三四节，他有非常仔细的描述。
Jesus says, "I want you to look at my life, and there you will see how I love."
耶稣说：“你们来看看我的生活。”换我的生命，我怎么样爱你们，你们也因此要跟我一样怎么样去爱。
And so we want to look at the life of Jesus and see how Jesus loved.
所以我们要来看看耶稣的生命当中，耶稣是怎么样去爱的。
The first I notice about the love of Jesus, he was always sensitive to the needs of others.
是第一样我发现到的是，耶稣他总是对人的需要非常的敏感。
Jesus was always aware of the people around him.
耶稣总是对他旁边周围的人，他有带着一个敏感的心。
Do you remember the story of the woman who had an issue of blood, and she came to Jesus and touched his garment?
你们记得圣经的故事吗？有一个血漏的女人，她来到耶稣面前，她去摸耶稣的衣裳。
Jesus said, "Who touched me?"
耶稣说，谁摸了我？
Look at this verse.
我们来看这段经文。
The disciples couldn't understand this question.
耶稣的门徒不能理解为什么耶稣问了这个问题。
What do you mean? Who touched you?
你什么意思？有人摸了你？
You see the people crowding against you, and yet you can ask, "Who touched my clothes?"
你看很多人在你旁边拥挤着你，但是你还是会问说，哎，谁摸了你？
Now I have to confess, it was my first time in Asia that I began to understand that people around the world often don't mind standing close to each other.
我要来认罪。我去亚洲，第一次去亚洲时，我才可以完全理解说，为什么有人会离你身体靠得这么近。
Here in our country, we have safe space.
那我们在我们这个国家呢，我们人与人之间有一个很安全的距离。
Please don't get too close.
请不要太靠近我。
But I was in Korea.
我在韩国。
I got on one of their trains.
我坐上他们的火车。
It was crowded.
它真的非常的拥挤。
People were standing right up against each other.
每个人就是身体挤着身体。
I thought the one lady was going to sit on my lap.
我看有一个妇女几乎要坐在我的腿上了。
It didn't bother them at all.
但对他们来讲，这个并不会有任何的困扰。
I can remember in Hong Kong, walking down through one of those beautiful malls that they have. Beautiful mall.
我记得在香港，我在他们那个大的那个百货那个商场里面走着。
And somebody wanted to walk a little faster than me.
那有个人呢，他走得很快。
They just put their arm on my shoulder and moved me aside.
那个样的人就把手放在我的肩膀上，把我推走。
Don't try that at 30th Street Station.
你不要在我们这边三十街那个火车站，你不要这样做。
You see, these people were crowded right in around Jesus.
这么多的众人在耶稣身边拥挤着。
And many people were bumping against him and touching his clothes.
那很多人其实有碰到耶稣，摸着耶稣的衣服。
But Jesus was sensitive that power had gone out.
但是耶稣他有敏感的心，体会到有些能力出去了。
Somebody touched me.
有人摸了我。
My friends, Jesus is sensitive today to your need.
我的朋友们，耶稣今天一样对你的需要是非常的敏感的。
His great love gives him a heart of compassion for you.
耶稣他伟大的爱使他的内里有对你们有怜悯的心。
And in our world today, many people won't even notice that you have a need.
那在今天的社会当中，我们很多人对我们对你的需要根本是完全没有体会到。
But Jesus knows.
但是耶稣知道。
And he calls you and me to become sensitive to the needs of others.
所以耶稣呼召你与我能够对人的需要是存着敏感的心。
Now there's a problem here.
现在有个问题。
The problem is most of us are too concerned about ourselves.To be sensitive to others.
这问题是我们对我们自己太过于专心了，我们没有办法去看到别人的需要。
And when Jesus talks about dying to yourself, this is what he is talking about.
所以耶稣提到说要否定了你自己，耶稣在指的就是这个部分。
He's talking about coming to the place where you are confident. That you are a child of God.
就是神要你自己死掉，是说你要在神面前能够很有信心的说我是上帝的小孩。
And being confident of that, you stop thinking of yourself and start thinking about others.
所以你能够这样子很有信心的觉得你是上帝之子的时候，你就有办法不要去专注你自己，可以去想到别人的需要。
Self-centered people are seldom sensitive to the others around them.
一个很自我中心的人，他是没有办法去对别人的需要有敏感的心。
Jesus is sensitive.
耶稣是很有敏感的心。
Oh, one more story, quickly.
还有一个故事我要说。
Do you remember that big group of people traveling with Jesus from Jericho to Jerusalem?
你们记得有一群人跟着耶稣从耶利哥城要到耶路撒冷去。
Jesus was on his way to the cross.
耶稣是要到十字架上那边去的。
But as he's walking along with this big crowd, a man who is blind begins to cry out to him.
在耶稣背着那个巨大的十字架走在那路上的时候，有一个瞎子的人在那边呼求主的帮助。
Now I'm sure that man crying out was drowned and was covered over by the noise of the crowd.
那我相信那样子的一个人，他呼叫的声音是被这个群众很大声音是被掩盖住的。
But a few of Jesus' people or followers heard him and said,Would you shut up and sit down?
那跟着耶稣的有一些人注意到他，跟他就说：“你能不能闭嘴坐下？”
Yeah, that's in the 10th chapter of Mark.
这在马可福音第十章有提到。
But to me, one of the most beautiful phrases in all of the New Testament.
对我来说，这个在所有新约里头一个是非常美的一段经文。
It says, Jesus stood still.
他说耶稣停住了。
And he said, call the man.
然后耶稣说叫他过来。
Here's this big crowd moving along, and here's all this activity on their way to Jerusalem, and Jesus stops to listen to a man who is considered worthless.
在这个巨大的人群当中，有很多的事情活动在进行的时候，耶稣竟然会去停住，为了一个毫无价值的人，他停下来了。
Every one of you sitting here today is very important to God.
你们在这边所做的每一个人，对上帝来说都是非常重要的。
I don't care who you are.
我不管你是谁。
I don't care where you've come from.
我也不管你是从哪里来。
I don't care what sins you've committed.
不管你曾经犯了什么罪。
Jesus is sensitive to the need of your heart.
耶稣对你心里头的那样的需要是有敏感的。
And if you cry out to him, he will listen.
如果你在他面前切切呼求，主会听见你的呼求的。
To me, it is just breathtaking to know that God heard my plea and my prayer years ago as a young teenager.
对我来说，这是一个很非常让我很叹为观止的事情，是耶稣在我还是小的时候，耶稣竟然听了我的祷告。
I came from a poor section of the city of Camden across from Philadelphia.
我是从费城对面的一个叫 Camden 的一个很贫穷的城市过来的。
I was not especially or particularly bright, and I didn't get great grades in school.
我并不是特别，我并不是很聪明的，然后我的学业成绩也不是很好。
I was just a typical 17-year-old teenager.
我就是一个很普普通通的17岁的青少年。
But I went and knelt.At an old-fashioned altar rail. An altar rail, like a place of prayer.
我来到一个非常传统很比较老的一个祷告的一个廊道当中。
And Jesus met me there.
耶稣在那边，我遇见了耶稣。
Why?
为什么？
What did I deserve?
我做了什么 能够得到这个。
But Jesus is sensitive to every person and to every heart.
你耶稣对每一个人心里的需要，他是都是很敏感，都知道的。
Outreach magazine is published every couple of months.
Outreach 这个杂志，它就是有发行的这样的一个杂志。
It's a magazine devoted to evangelism.
是一个宣教上面的传福音的一个杂志。
I like this sentence that came from that magazine.
我很喜欢当中他说的一句话。
If you want to do the work of God.Pay attention to people.
如果你想做神的工，你一定要专心去看人。
Notice them.
注意到他们。
Especially the people nobody else notices.
尤其是那些根本没有人去注意的人。
You got it?
你了解吗？
I want you to be sensitive to the needs of people.
我要你对人的需要有一个敏感的心。
But he was not only sensitive, he did something.
耶稣不但是有敏感的心，他也去服侍了。
You see, love is active.
爱是一个动的东西，一个动词。
We see there's a need, and we respond to that need.
我们看那个需要，我们就对那个需要做一个回应。
Often, Jesus would respond to people, even though.They didn't ask.
耶稣即便在没有人要求他情况之下，他会主动的去回应这些需求。
He saw the needs that people had, and he did something about it.
他看到人的需要，他就为这些人做了事情。
There's a passage of scripture in the fifth chapter of Mark that tells us the story of Jesus.Casting out demons.
在马可福音第五章那边有提到有耶稣一段故事，他是怎么样在把鬼驱赶出去。
He meets a man in the tombs.
他碰到一个住在坟墓里的人。
This is where they brought the dead bodies and put them outside of the city.So they didn't have to smell them when they decayed.
那这个坟墓呢，就是城里头人把死掉的人丢到城外头这一块地方，所以他们不会闻到那个尸臭味的地方。
This is where the man lived.
这个是这个耶稣碰到的人他住的地方。
Because the people in town couldn't do anything with him.
因为城里头的人不知道能够对他做什么事情，只好把他丢在那边，让他住那边。
They would bind him with rope.
他们用绳子绑着他。
He would break the rope.
他会把绳子
捆绑。Chains. He broke the chains.
他链子也捆不住他。
They tried to tame him like he was a wild animal.
他们也尝试像训练那个野兽一样，想要去训练他。
They decided it was hopeless, so they took him out into the tombs, and that's where they left him.
他们对他真的是毫无帮助，然后他们只好把他丢在那个坟墓区。
Jesus meets this man.
耶稣碰到了这个人。
Did he come and say, Jesus, I need your help?
这个人是不是到耶稣面前说，耶稣，我需要你帮助。
No.
没有。
But Jesus saw the need.
但是耶稣看到这样的需求。
And he cast out the demons.
那耶稣在他身上把那些鬼驱逐出去了。
And the man who had been naked, running about,And cutting himself with stones.
这个裸体的，他会用石头割伤自己的，这样的一个人。
The Bible says people found him seated, clothed, and in his right mind.
圣经上描述他是坐着，是穿着衣服的，他心智是非常清楚的。
Jesus did something.
耶稣为他做了什么事？做了些事。
And Jesus calls you and me to be prepared because of love to do something.
所以耶稣呼召你跟我，因为我们的爱能够去做一些事情。
Now, I know that the needs of the world is overwhelming.
当然，我理解这世界上的需求太大了。
I can't go to Houston and take care of everything.
我没办法到休斯顿去那边帮忙做什么事情。
I love Puerto Rico.
我很爱波多黎各。
I have been there a number of times to teach in their schools and work with their teachers.
我曾经在那边，我有很多次去到那边去，那边上课，跟那边老师上课。
But I can't go down and fix everything in Puerto Rico.
但是我没办法到那边去为他们修补，做什么事情。
So I look at the world and I say, too much.
所以我看着这个世界说，没办法，太多事了。
But you see, God is not asking you to solve the problems of the whole world.
神并没有要求你要来解决世上所这世界上所有的事情。
God is providing for each of you ways in which you can respond to the people around you.
上帝提供了你有那样的能力，可以对你周围的人能够回应。
And if every one of you decided that the love of God has called you to do things for people around you, the world would be changed.
如果你相信上帝的爱来呼召你来做一些事情的时候，这世界会被改变的。
So you can't do something for everyone.
你的确是不能为所有人做所有的事情。
But you can do a little something for those whom you know.
但是你可以为你知道的这些人来做一些事情。
The early church, as you well know, took responsibility for each other.
初代教会的人，我们都知道，我们读了，他们是为彼此都来负责，的需要来都来负责任。
In the book of Acts,
在使徒行传
fourth chapter,
第四章
that first sentence always.Has an impact when I read it.
那个第一节，那第一句，常常我读它的时候，对我来讲都是有一些影响力的。
There was no needy person among them.
内中没有一个缺乏的。
Do you believe that in every church today, we might say there is no needy person here?
我们在现在 在教会的每一个教会当中，我们可以这样说吗？我们内中没有一个缺乏的。
Oh, maybe in some big mainline church, but my friends, there are multitudes of people in our congregations with great need.
也许你说哦，在那个 mainline 那边教会那个可能有，但是朋友，我告诉你，我们这当中就有许许多多的弟兄姐妹，他们是有需要的。
And the love of God says we respond to them.
然后上帝的爱呼召我们对这样的需要要去回应。
For from time to time, those who owned lands or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone that needed it.
因为人人将田产、房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来放在使徒脚前，照个人所需用的分给个人。
One of the great missionaries, Mother Teresa.
一个伟大的宣教者特蕾莎修女
spent her life in the squalors of the slums of Calcutta.
她真的是她终其一生在那个贫困的区在服务
Mother Teresa said, "Do small deeds." With great love,
他这样子说，他说要用伟大的爱来做每一件小事。
I like that.
我真的很喜欢。
If every person here that professes to be Jesus Christ's follower this week would do some small deed with great love, what a different world this would be.
如果我们当中是我们是自称是耶稣的门徒的跟随者的话，我们在这个礼拜当中，我们就会用。伟大的爱来做一件小小的事情。
Then Jesus responded even when people didn't ask.
当人没有要求耶稣来做的时候，耶稣还是去回应了。
He was sensitive.
他是很有敏感的心。
He did something.
他做了很多事。
And he didn't wait for an invitation.
他并没有边做，等人家去要求他去做。
Over in Matthew 14:14,
在马太福音14章14节
Jesus had been ministering to the people.
耶稣在教导一群人。
And as he looked around, he saw this great throng of people. And he said, they're hungry.
然后他周围转身一看，这么多的人，耶稣说他们饿了。
We need to feed them.
耶稣说我们需要来喂饱这些人。
Now there's no record of anybody saying, Jesus, can you give us a free handout?
这个圣经里面并没有记录说这边有人当中会跟耶稣说你可不可以给我一些东西啊可以让我吃
But Jesus saw that people were hungry.
但是耶稣自己看到了这些人是饿的
He had been spiritually feeding them and now he wants to make sure physically they're fed.
耶稣在灵里头喂饱他们现在耶稣要在身体上面去喂饱他们
But you remember the rest of that story, don't you?
那你记得后面发生的事情吗
He says to the disciples, feed them.
他跟门徒说去喂饱他们。
They said, we don't have enough money.
门徒说我没有钱我没有足够的钱。
I think maybe he might have said, well, be a bit more resourceful. What do you have?
也许耶稣会跟他们讲说去找资源啊你们现在有什么呢
And you remember the little boy with the 5 loaves and 2 fish in his basket.
那你记得这个小男孩呢他有五饼二在他的篮子里头。
And he takes that. The people are seated and he feeds the multitude.
所以耶稣就拿过来用这五饼二鱼来喂饱了所有的人。
To me, the marvel is that God comes to us with salvation.
对我来讲最伟大的是耶稣带救恩是他带着救恩自己来找我们
Even when we don't know enough to ask
其实我们根本不晓得要怎么去问的时候
His love and grace comes knocking at our heart's door
他的爱与恩典在敲着我们的门
And he says I love you
他说我爱你们
And that love means I want to do for you what you cannot do for yourself
那这个爱是表示说耶稣要为你做你自己没有办法做的事情。
I want to blot out your transgressions.
我要把你所犯的罪都挪走。
I want to break the shackles or the chains of sin.
我要把罪的捆绑全部松开。
I want to set you free.
我要使你得自由。
I want to fill you with my joy.
我要使你充满了我的，那你充满了我的喜乐。
Have you heard from him that he loves you?
你听见了吗？神爱你。
Even though you haven't asked.
即使你没有问。
You see, I believe that the evidence of Jesus is God's love does not need an invitation.
所以我的理解是上帝的爱是不需要你来要求是你来邀请他来他就会给的
Now there have been debates about this for 1500 years
对这个已经有1500年的这样子这些讨论这些争论
Do I choose to follow Jesus?
是我选择了去跟随耶稣
Or does Jesus come and choose me and draw him to himself by his grace?
还是耶稣来吸引我，按照他的恩典把我拉到他的里面去。
To me, the marvel of grace is when I didn't have enough sense to ask, he came to me, revealed that I was lost, and showed me his love.
这上帝的伟大地方，耶稣好像就说。他亲自来向我彰显，然后来告诉我，他把救恩的给了我。
And so when I pastored a congregation,
当我牧养了一群会众
，I was a pastor of a church for a number of years.
我曾经牧养教会很多年。
People would say, I would have helped, but nobody invited me to.
曾经有会众跟我讲说。我会帮忙，可是没有人来要我去帮忙啊。
If you love God, if you're sensitive to people, if you want to do something, then you don't need an invitation.
如果你爱上帝，如果你 你是有敏感的心，如果你愿意做做什么的，有愿意做的话，你就是可以去做的。
This comes back to something I've been pounding on.
这个让我想到一个事情，我一直在挣扎的事情。
The church is not a volunteer organization.
教会不是一个自愿工作的地方。
The church is made up of followers of Jesus Christ who, filled with His love, offer themselves for service.
教会是一个充满了上帝的爱的地方，然后他们也因着这样的爱，能够去服侍。
Well, I would have helped, but nobody asked me.
有人会说，我真的愿意帮忙，可是就没有人要来问我要不要服侍。
Too bad, my friend.
这真的是很糟糕，我的朋友。
An opportunity passed you by.
你有个服侍的机会就这样错失了。
You were too self-centered.
因为你太自我中心。
The inner motivation is what prompts.
我们内里的那个动机是促使我们可以去做的。
My brother was the pastor of a very large Episcopal church in San Antonio, Texas.
我的兄弟是在San Antonio, 在德州的一个圣公教会圣公会的一个牧者。
Very large. I mean, it was a church of about 2,200-2,300 people.
可能是个很大的教会，可能有2,200-2,300个会员的教会。
But I was visiting him, and he said, "I want to take you to another church that's even larger than ours."
我去看望他的时候，他跟我讲说，我要带你去看比我教会还大的一个教会。
He took me to a Methodist church.
他带我去一个卫理公会的教会。
And we looked at that huge building.
然后我看到一个很大的一个建筑物。
He said, "The pastor's name is Bill Eason."
他说这个主任牧师叫做 Bill Eason, 他的名字。
Bill Eason has written many, many books on how to see a congregation grow.
这个牧师他曾经写了很多一些书是怎么样使你的会众可以增加。
I'll tell you how he did it.
我要告诉你他是怎么做的。
He met with his board and he said to the board,We're not going to have a budget anymore for this church.
他去到他们的委员或是执事会去跟他们讲说，现在开始我们不要有任何的预算了。
All of you CPAs and accountants and technology people are saying that's crazy.
然后里面的会计师一些很擅长电脑的操作的人，他说这怎么可能呢？
He said we're going to get rid of all of our committees.
他说我这个牧师说我们把我们教会当中所有的委员通通解散掉。
How can you run a church if you don't have committees?
你怎么可能？有人会说你怎么可能来照顾一个教会，然后没有任何的委员，任何的
Are you deacons listening?
我们的执事在听吗？
The church went from at that time about 1,000 down to 400.
那个比尔牧师这样做之后，这个教会员从1000降到400个。
People were heading out the doors.
很多人离开了这个教会。
They said this guy's crazy.
可是这个牧师疯了。
They said, "How are we going to get anything done?"
他们说，我们怎么可能让我们的事工能进行呢
？Bill Eason declared to the congregation.
比尔牧师就跟会众宣誓
，If God has laid it on your heart.To have any kind of ministry, come see us.
他说：“如果上帝在你的心中放下对那个事工有一个负担的心，来找我。”
Somebody came and said, "Well, we need a men's ministry and Bible study."
所以有人就跟牧师讲说：“我们需要一个弟兄们的圣经的一个聚会。”
Bill said, "Did God lay that on your heart?"
Bill 就问他，牧师问他说：“这是不是上帝给你的负担？”
Go get a few more men and come back and tell us what you're going to do.
那你去找同工，然后回来告诉我你们要怎么做。
Somebody came and said, "You know, we need a lot more done with our little children."
那有人来跟牧师讲说，我们需要儿童事工需要更多做更多的事。
Bill and his board said, "Did God lay it on your heart to do that?"
那比尔牧师问他说，哎，是不是上帝有在你心中放下这样的负担？
Go put together a team of folks that have the same heart and come on back and talk to us.
你去找一群同工，对这样的施工有同样的负担的话，再回来找我。
When Bill Aiken left that, or Bill Eason left that church, there were 3,500 members.
当比尔牧师离开这个教会的时候，这教会已经增长到3500个会众。
And they had planted 5 other churches.
他们植了5个堂。
They didn't stop having ministry.
他们并没有，施工并没有停止。
They started having ministry as people were filled with the love of God and came and said,I believe God is calling me.
他们开始的每一个施工都是神呼召一群人，这群人是因为领受这样的呼召，他们开始去做，所以他们施工每样施工是这样子开始的。
No volunteers.
没有志愿工作者。
People stepped up and said, "We love the men. We love the children. We love the young people. We love the choir. We love the music."Count me in. I want to be a part.
有人进来说：“我爱年轻人，我爱儿童，我爱诗歌敬拜队。每一个事工都是因为有这样子爱的心，这样子开始了。”
I wrote this down. I guess it was Friday. Yes.
我星期五的时候把这个讲到这篇讲到写下来。
The marvel of the gospel is that God, through Jesus Christ.Paid the price for your sin and now offers you forgiveness, not because you asked him to. You weren't around 2,000 years ago, but he did it, friends, because he loves you.
福音里面最伟大的地方是神，他因为他爱你，你在2000年前你并没有你还不没有出生在那个时候，但是上帝因着爱你，他通过耶稣基督为了你的罪付上代价，给你的让你能得赦免，这些东西都是耶稣基督爱你而做的。
For God so loved the world, that's you and me.
神爱世人，这世人就是你跟我。
That He gave.
他给了。
One more thing, and then I'm done.
再说一件事。
Jesus wasn't asking to be paid for what he did.
耶稣并没有为他所做的这些东西要求有回馈。
Why would I bring that up?
为什么我要这样子说呢？
Because there are many people who will serve, but they expect something in return.
因为有些人他们愿意来服侍，但是他们相对会想服侍之后能够有些东西回馈给他们。
The love of God asks no compensation.
上帝的爱说没有回馈。
The news this morning is, my friend, you can't pay for what God has done for you.
今晨的一个伟大的信息是，你是没有办法为上帝为你做的付出任何的代价。
He paid the supreme price on the cross of Calvary because he loves you.
他在加略山上面付上他最终的代价，他就是为了爱你的缘故。
We can do no less.
我们没办法做任何事情。
Then give him our best.
而是把我们最好的给他。
Who died for me on Calvary?
他为你我死在加略山上。
I want to make sure you, well, let me tell you a story. When I was a little boy,
那我告诉你一个故事，我还很小的时候。
And I once was a little boy.
我曾经是个小男孩。
I haven't been 85 all of my life.
我不是一辈子都是85岁。
I haven't been 85 all of my life. When I was a little boy,We didn't have television.
我在我还是小男孩的时候，我们没有什么电视。
So I listened to the radio.
所以我会听收音机。
And I had my favorite programs.
然后我最喜欢那个收音机的节目。
And there was a program about this cowboy.
然后有一个牛仔的节目。
And he had a friend or companion who was an American Indian.
那他有个美国印第安的朋友，同伴跟着他。
And every week on that program, that cowboy and his Indian companion would come into a town where there was a problem.
那每次的节目就是这个牛仔跟他那个印第安的同伴会到一个城里头，这城里头就是有问题要发生的城里。
Someone was stealing the people's cattle.
可能有人在偷牛被偷了。
Or someone was going to foreclose on a farm property.
那有时候是这个农场的土地要被收回来了。
Or someone was very sick and dying, and they needed help right away.
那有些人快要死了，他们需要有帮助。
And at the end of the program, this cowboy and his Indian friend.Would solve all of the problems.
那在这个节目的结尾的时候，这个印第安人跟那个牛仔，他们总是能够把所有问题都解决了。
And when they put this in a movie, I went to the movie because I wanted to see this cowboy.
那他们把这个拍成电影的时候，我去看的电影，因为我想看这个牛仔。
And in the movie, it was much more complex, but the same thing happened. He solved the problem.
那在这电影当中情节是更复杂了，但是一样的，有问题他就解决了问题。
But at the end of every program, the people would turn around and say, Where is that man who helped us?
然后在节目结尾总是就是有人会说，电影会有人说，那个牛仔跟印第安同伴跑哪去了？
And off in the distance they would see him riding away.
那同时呢，这电影就会出现一个画面，就是这个牛仔跟同伴骑着马走了。
He never stayed to be thanked.
他从来没有留下来，让人们有机会来感谢他。
I thought that was a great idea.
我觉得这是非常棒的一个事情。
And so one Sunday, we had a Sunday school program presentation in worship.
所以有一个主日，我们儿童就有一个可以在主日敬拜的时候可以上来表演的一个机会。
And each of us had a little part.
那我们每个小孩都有一小段的表现。
And I got the longest one to memorize.
然后我拿到最多的部分能够来表现。
And I got up and I said my piece.
然后我就上去了，我就把我该讲的表现出来了。
And I saw the folks, the older folks out there smiling and nodding.
然后我就看到这会那个坐在那边看着我的一些比较年长的会众点头微笑着。
Today's my chance.
我就想说哇，今天是我的绝佳机会。
The benediction was pronounced and.Many of the adults came down to the children who had done their parts beautifully.
那祝祷结束之后呢，这些一群会众就去到孩子那边去，表演的孩子那边去跟那边孩子说话。
But I walked down the aisle and out those big glass swinging doors into the narthex or the foyer.
然后呢，我就走到那个门厅旁边去。
They're going to come looking for me.
我觉得他们一定会来找我。
Because I did a terrific job.
因为我这表演的太好了。
I was good.
我真的很棒。
But nobody came looking for me.
但是没有一个人来跟我说话，来赞美我。
I looked down through the glass door, and they rolled down around these children.Telling them how good they did, and I was out here standing all alone.
然后我就经过最后一个门的时候，我就看到里面有会众对着小小孩说：“你表现得很棒。”那呢，我自己就给孤零零在旁边看着他们。
Forget this stuff, I thought. I started down the aisle. I wanted to get some of that pat on the head, and you did good.
然后我真的是不应该那样子，我应该是进去那边让人家来表扬我，说我做得很棒。
That was a long time ago.
那是很多年前的事。
But you know, the inclination still today is to hope that somebody's going to say something nice.
但今天我还是有这样的倾向，我希望有人来表扬我。
You ever feel that way?
你是不是有这样子觉得这样子
？A little recognition.
一点点的表扬。
A little thank you.
一点点的感谢。
Now, I believe God wants me. To be thankful.
那我相信上帝是要我成为一个感谢的人。
I believe God wants me to be faithful to thank those who serve.
我相信上帝要我是能够忠实的来感谢这些在侍奉的人。
But if you serve to be thanked, that's not the love of Jesus.
但是你服事是为了得到奖赏，得到表扬的话，这不是上帝的爱。
I'm a part of a denomination that.Has regular meetings with all the pastors and elders every other month.
我是属于一个宗派的，我们就是每隔一个月我们就会有一个聚会，组织聚会。
A few years ago, I went to one of our meetings.
那几年前呢，我就去了一个这样子一个会议。
And they were giving out recognition plaques or framed parchment or something to everybody.
所以他们这当中呢，就有一些奖牌要发给一些他们想表扬的一些人。
They were giving them to churches because the churches had been feeding the homeless.
他们要给这样的奖牌奖励，是给一些教会有在对饥饿的人有一些帮助的。
Or they've been helping to repair homes in North Philadelphia.
或者在东北费那边有帮忙修复房子的。
Or they've been doing many other things.
或者他们有就做其他的事工的。
During the course of the presentation, they said, "Concord Liberty Presbyterian Church, Reverend Dorado."
那在这样表扬的过程当中呢，就有人就宣布我的教会，我服侍的教会，还有我的名字。
I didn't get up.
我并没有站上去。
After it was over, one of the pastors came and said, "Jim, I know your hearing is not real good, but they called your church and you."
那这当中有个弟兄就来跟我讲说，我知道你听没有遭到，你听不到人家在叫你的名字吧
？I said I heard them.
我说我听到了。
To give people an award for doing what God has called us to do to me is a violation of everything I understand about this book.
我觉得对那些做神的事工的人给他们一个这样子奖牌，我觉得是圣经里头对圣经来讲是一个这个违反圣经圣经道真理的。
That we went to Chester every month to feed people.
我们到 Chester County 去喂一些贫穷的人。
Was no special thing. It was not special.
这没有什么特殊的。
We ought to be doing that.
我们本来就当如此行。
We should be doing more than that.
我们应该更多的做这样的事。
What are you giving our plaques to say?We want to honor you for being a faithful disciple.
我们为什么要拿这奖牌去说哦？你是一个忠实的耶稣的跟随者。
I want to take you to India.
我要带你们到印度去。
I want you to meet some people that are faithful disciples who volunteer everything they have for the sake of the kingdom.
我要带你们去看那边有一个忠实的耶稣的门徒，他们献上他们所有一切可做的。
And they often do it knowing it could mean their death.
他们这样做的同时，他们知道他们可能会付上生命的代价。
What kind of an award are you going to give them?
什么样的奖牌你可以给这样的人呢？
Is it just me or is this an absurdity?
这只是我吗？还是这样子很不可置信的？
My friends, if the love of God fills your heart,And you want to serve, do it quietly and with no expectation of anything back.
我的朋友们，如果说你有上帝的爱填满在你心中，你愿意去做某些事情的时候，做，然后不要，就是安静的去做，不要有想有些回馈。
If it's other than that, it's not the love of Jesus.
如果你不这样做的话，你这不是出于上帝的爱。
Look at the screen.
我们来看一下PowerPoint.
Loving like Jesus loved.
要爱如同耶稣怎么爱。
Read them out loud with me.
英文先读。
Sensitive to the needs of others. Meeting the needs of those he met. Responding to need, everyone not invited. No need for response or compensation. Read it.
中文我们一起读。对人的需要有敏感的心，耶稣满足他遇见人的需要。当没有被要求时，就能反映人的需要，不需要回应或回馈。
There are three things I want you to see here.
有三件事情我要你们看清楚。
This is the way Jesus loved.
这个是耶稣怎么样的爱。
And this is the way he's calling his disciples to love.
然后这个是耶稣怎么样呼召他的门徒去爱。
But now hear me.
但是请听清楚。
This is the way he loves you this morning.
这也同时是上帝今天早上爱你们的方式。
If you've not met Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to know this is his love for you.
当你还没有真的是认识主耶稣基督的时候，我让你知道这个是耶稣基主耶稣基督怎么的爱你们。
He knows the pain and burden of your heart.
他知道心里头的痛苦跟负担。
He paid the supreme sacrifice on the cross, giving his life that you might be saved.
他在十字架上付上他最终的牺牲的代价，就是为了你，为了爱你。
You weren't there 2,000 years ago to ask him to die for you.
两千年前你不在那边去要求他来爱你，他要求他来帮你。
But he did.
但是他的确这样子做了。
He became sin for us who knew no sin.
他成为那个有罪了，为我们这些无罪他成为那个罪的代价，为我们这些有罪的人付上了代价。
That we might be made the righteousness of God in Him.
所以我们在主里头可以成为那个义的人。
And you don't have to bring anything with you.
你不需要带着什么东西去到他面前。
I love the words of Augustus Toplady. It is a great old hymn when he says, In my hands, no price I bring. Simply to the cross I cling.
有一个比较老的一首诗歌，这么写得很好。我来到主耶稣基督，我没有任何的东西，我只有紧紧的抓住十字架。
Let me pray with you, please.
那我来，我为你祷告。
Heavenly Father, I commit to you every person here this morning.
天父，我今晨为我们这边每一个人，我们献上我们。
Many are already committed.
有些我们很多当中已经委身了。
Some are not certain.
有些人还不确定。
Others have refused and even rejected Jesus.
有些人我们拒绝了耶稣。
But we ask, O God, that your great love would melt each heart, that it might be responsive to your invitation of love.
主啊，我们真是恳求你，你的伟大的爱能够来融化每个心，那些人的心，使他们可以对你的爱，对你对他们的爱能够有所回应。
And for that person with a deep hungering in their heart, may they this morning open their heart to receive you and experience that love personally.
对那些内里有饥渴慕义的心，愿他们今晨能够开他们的心，能够来接受你的爱。
I pray this in the name of Jesus, our Savior.
我们靠我们救主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，这么好的一个信息。
Thanks be to God for this very good message to us.
让我们来回应神爱的呼召。
Let's respond to God's call to us. We invite you to stand. Let me be a living sacrifice and a holy vessel in your hands. Lord, your grace showers me to overflow. Fill this jar of clay with your almighty power. Let me be a living sacrifice and a holy vessel in your hands. empowers me to overflow. Fill this jar of clay with your almighty power. Lift your hands and worship you, my Lord. All I am and all I have is yours. May your calling be the reason that I live. Pressing unto the goal of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands and worship me, my Lord. Till I am and all I have is yours. May your calling be the reason that I live. Pressing unto the goal of Jesus Christ. Pressing on to the goal of Jesus Christ. Amen.
The benediction. I invite you to extend your hands to receive God's blessing.
我邀请你伸出你的手来接受主的祝福。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华祝福你，保护你。
The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
愿耶和华的脸光照你，赐恩于你。
The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His shalom.
愿耶和华向你仰脸，来赐给你他的 shalom.
The health, the wholeness. And the peace of Almighty God.
就是全能神的健康、完全，还有和平。
Take this blessing with you this week and into your life through Christ our Lord. Amen.
借着我主耶稣基督，把这个祝福带进你的生命，进到这个礼拜。Amen.